in the Everworlds. God came into the Everworlds. Nobody noticed him. "Right," said God. And he sat down in the green room of a wood to invent himself. An impresario of the holy, dancing like the ripple of leaves, his catkins of folly. The music of miracles flowered like yuccas, white spires of lost causes, bodying to the dawn his exuberant disasters through a narrative of thrushes. Revelators of his grace, hoarse as an oracle of crouching toads. The master of ceremonies, flicking comets out of his hat. God, standing in the crater of himself, like a black meteorite of denial. Everworlders were confused. They'd crept in to see the show, and here he was, facing them out, and yet not seeing them. The antique unconsciousness of a god. He held them there. At last, one of them clambered to the mountain of his silence, tugged at his sleeve.
"Mr. Nijinsky," she said, "will you dance for us?"
God looked at her. "Dance?" he said. "What shall I dance?" She shrank from him. Ancient greed in her glittered like a sea creature brought up in a net.
"Maestro," she whispered, "will you dance time for us? Will you dance time?"
"Time's a long way off," said God.
"We dream of it," she said. "Some of us have seen it."
God turned from her. A mountain again, in the distance, a grey planet.
"Will you dance for us?"
The mountain breathed softly. "Yes," said God. "I will dance you your peace."